Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Everyone, and welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and it is officially fall. It's October. Everybody is, well, depending on where you live, you may or may not be already preparing for the winter. It's, I know in some places, very, very cold. I know that people are wearing scarves and sweaters. Here in Sacramento, it's been kind of weird because it's cold in the morning. And when I say cold in the morning where I live, it's maybe in the 50s, like low 50s. And then it heats up to about 75-ish. And then it drops back down to like the 60s, high 50s again, and it repeats itself. We did have like a quick little kind of like a heat wave right at the beginning of the month, but now it's starting to seem like it's a little bit cooler. But honestly, I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt to the office today, to the studio, and I have a jacket in my car because I'm going to be going out to dinner later this evening. But it's really not all that bad. It's nice, but I do understand and I do know that the winter, you know, winter is coming. Shout out to Game of Thrones. But in other parts of the country and parts of the world, wherever you're listening, I know in some places my friend was saying that it's been raining a whole lot and things like that. So winter is upon us. And it, now with the winter change and like the cool, the fall chill, people are starting to get sick. And if you have kids, or if you work with children or just work with a lot of people, guaranteed someone that you know, if not yourself, has caught a cold or something. You know, the sniffles are coming around, and it's just inevitable that this is the season when it happens with the weather change. And in part, it does have a lot to do with the fact that in the morning it's cold, then it gets hot, and then it's cold again, and you're caught out in the cold without a jacket, whatever. I've been stocking up and eating, chewing on a lot of airborne, like those little airborne chewables throughout my day, and drinking lots and lots of water to kind of help boost my immune system and things like that. And people, of course, take a lot more vitamins during this time. Vitamin C especially is a tried and true favorite when it comes to this time, and just trying to stay warm. But I did want to discuss some things to eat but there's things that you can eat during this time, and even before now, throughout the year really, but especially during this time, that will help you boost your immune system. Now, people always say like drink a lot of orange juice or eat a lot of oranges, take a lot of vitamin C supplements, or even airborne, you know, people, emergency, all that. And I'm not saying that those are bad things. Getting that extra supplement and that extra boost is good. But again, it's just a supplement. You know, it's not supposed to replace the nutrition that we're putting into our bodies. And honestly, the stronger that your immune system is when it falls under attack, the better, because then you have more of a defense. And it's when you have a weak immune system due to poor nutrition, lack of sleep, your body just being exhausted really can take a toll. Like if you're stressed, or if you're going through a difficult time at work or within a relationship, those are all things that kind of make us more vulnerable to the season's changes and the colds and things that come along with it. So I did want to share some foods and some things that we can just add to our diets during this time to kind of help boost our immune system and how they impact us. And honestly, and the better you eat during that time, like even if you're starting to feel sick and things like that, And of course, you never want to do anything against what your doctor is saying. If your doctor has prescribed you medication or prescribed certain supplements and vitamins for you to add and to take, of course, always take those and never not take something suggested to you or prescribed to you by your doctor by any means. But these are just some things that if you're generally healthy and you don't have any food restrictions for whatever reasons that you may have, then these are just some things to kind of add to your diet to help kind of ward off all the germs and things like that. Now, a big part on, I don't know if people really think about this, but a big part of our immune system has to do with our digestive system and our gastrointestinal. And so we have to make sure that our body is like we're getting those movements and that waste and bacteria is being eliminated. And one way that we can make sure that we have a lot of good bacteria. Now, people always hear about bacteria and germs and they think that all bacteria is the same. Wrong. There are some good bacteria that we need to have within us to defend ourselves against the bad bacteria. Now, one good place to start, and you may have heard this, is prebiotics. Now, prebiotics actually are what the good bacteria needs to feed on, basically. So it's like fuel. And they're basically a semi-digestible fiber. And now it's easy to kind of get, it's easier than you would think to get some of these prebiotics. Now there's prebiotics and there's probiotics. So some sources of prebiotics would be asparagus, garlic, Jerusalem artichokes, if you enjoy onions and leeks, beans contain prebiotics, quinoa, oats, potatoes and yams. You can also find them in apples if you enjoy more of the fruits. There's apples, bananas, berries, citrus fruits. So the again, things such as lemons and oranges. Kiwi is also another source, as well as flaxseed and chia seeds. So, and there are prebiotic supplements that you can take in addition if you're not able to incorporate natural forms of prebiotics. And another that you need in conjunction with the prebiotics is probiotic rich foods. And now probiotics is the actual bacteria itself. So the prebiotics feed the probiotics. Okay. So that's kind of like a simple way to think about it. And probiotics help us recover faster when we do get sick. It helps us defend against us getting sick, but it helps probiotics will fight off that those nasty things that cause us to be sick. Okay. So those bacteria that causes us to be sick. Now, good sources of probiotics, everybody kind of knows it's more of a more common thing is in dairy. So yogurt, cheeses, kefir, if you enjoy that, you want active and live cultures. But if you're someone who's like me, who is trying to stay off of a lot of consuming a lot of dairy, then there's other sources. Fermented vegetables such as pickles, sauerkraut, kimchi. And so like my mom, she's half Korean, so we eat a lot of kimchi. So there's a lot of probiotics in that, as well as miso. Soy sauce, wine, not soy sauce, but soy sauce and wine. I realize how that sounded when it came out. Are another way to boost the amount of probiotics that you have. And again, there are probiotic supplements that you can take in addition if you are really concerned about making sure that you get those probiotics. But then there's other foods and things that you can consume that will help you not only feel better when you are sick, but will help defeat that bacteria again and get you back on your feet and get you ready to go. And one, honestly, chicken soup is not only just because it's warm and it makes you feel good, but it's full of electrolytes and other anti-inflammatory properties that will help those, you know, help with those cold systems, help you feel just a little bit better. And especially if you're feeling kind of sore and weak and things like that, it will help. But again, you kind of want to go for the natural chicken soup. You don't want to really consume something out of the can. You'd want it when you bring like actual chicken to a broil and make the broth, add in some onions and some garlic. That's another way to get those prebiotics in there. Green tea helps with the production of B cell antibodies that can help with pathogens defeating and killing off pathogens. Honey is another good source of antibacterial and antimicrobial properties, and it also helps like suppress your coughs, and it does taste sweet. It does. So if you want to mix that in with your green tea, that's one of my favorites. I really, really enjoy green tea. When I make a tea, and you can add green tea packets to this as well, that's always another option to kind of add some variety. But I love just putting on the stove a pot of water, and you slice in chunks, and you can do it as thin or as big as you would like, of a lemon with ginger, fresh ginger. And then you bring it to a boil, and then you let it simmer. And honestly, you want to let it simmer for a while, because you want it to be where if you were to touch the lemons with a spoon, and you just put it in there, skin and all, like you want the skin of the lemon, so you don't need to peel it or anything. You just want to slice the entire lemon up, and you could do it in lemon rounds, is fine. But when you touch lemon with a spoon or whatever it is, that it kind of falls apart, so it's really, really soft. And then I'll pour that in a cup while it's still warm, mix in some honey, so it kind of adds some sweetness to it, as well as getting all that antibacterial properties as well. And then you mix that, and then you drink that, and it soothes you. It tastes really, really good, makes you feel warm inside and things like that. And so that's another way that you can kind of drink something. And like I said, you can add green tea with that as well to get that all in one drink, and it warms you up, it makes you feel really good. So those are some ideas on how to get in some good supplements and vitamins within your body to help boost your immune system. And it's also very important to think about what we're consuming just on a regular and daily basis when we're not sick, because that you can't, the way that I look at it is when it comes to your immune system, and I think some people believe that if they start to feel sick and they say, I need to boost my immune system, so I'm going to drink all this orange juice and things like that, and then they get confused when they still get sick. And it's because your immune system, it's under attack, it's weak and things like that. And so you kind of want to boost its strength and make sure it's strong before these attacks start happening on your immune system. And that can start off by just what we consume on a daily basis. And you know, you want to just eat healthy all the time. And if you're eating a lot of things that are filled with like saturated fats and things like that, can make it hard for your immune system when it's time to actually defend itself against whatever's in the air, against cold chills and things like that. And you just want to make sure that you're not consuming a lot of sugar. You know, it reduces our white blood cell count and the function of our white blood cells. So it's interesting, because we talk about these foods and things like that, and we talk about all these different things that on a regular basis throughout these episodes, or just in general, like you want to eat healthy, but everything has an effect on later things. And so if you make sure that your immune system is boosted and ready to go before the winter months, you have a better chance of fighting against some of these sicknesses, you know, like the cold and things like that. And then if you do, because it does happen, you know, you're going to get sick at least once during the winter months, you know, if you're lucky. Some people don't get sick every single year. Some people just get a small cold, but then you can reduce the length of your cold and severity of the cold if your body's already healthy and strong and able to defend itself and fight back when these bad bacteria come and attack it. And this includes eating a variety of fruits and vegetables and vitamins. You know, you want to get not only just vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D. You want to get a lot of magnesium and things like that, iron, fiber, so that your body can digest the things and get these nutrients from all the good food that you're eating. And so you just want to make sure that you have a really healthy and balanced diet starting now. You know, it's getting cold it's starting to turn into the time where people, kids are all running around outside at recess and things like that, and they're getting hot and taking off their jackets, and now they're getting hit by the cool air, and they come home sneezing and coughing and things like that. You just can't help it. You know, there's just germs everywhere that we go, but we can help make sure that we can fight off against these bacteria and against the germs and things like that without just, you know, people say, make sure you have hand sanitizer with you and wash your hands, which is true. Making sure that we wash our hands more often during this time will help us in our defense of getting sick, but it really starts inside our bodies, inside our, like, where our immune system begins and what we're putting into our bodies, so that when it does fall under attack, because it's going to happen, that it's ready and prepared to fight against whatever it is that's trying to, you know, get us a little bit sick. But we are going to cut it to a quick break. And when we come back, I wanted to kind of talk about how the change in season affects our moods and things like that. So keep it locked here. You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. We will be right back. Hey everyone, I'm Pauline, and I wanted to talk to you today about compression gear. Compression gear is popular with professional and amateur athletes everywhere to prevent injuries and for helping heal injuries. Sleeves has the coolest collection of compression gear around. Sleeves carries sizes for women and men, as well as kids. Get compression sleeves in over 200 designs to match your teammates and uniforms. Check out the huge collection of styles and sizes, or order something custom for your team at Sleeves. Get 20% off plus free shipping on purchases of $50 or more when you use the code HEALTHPODCAST. Visit Sleeves, that's spelled SLEEFS.com today. Again, that's SLEEFS.com. Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Pauline, and I kind of wanted to continue in this theme of the winter months coming upon us and the change of seasons and things like that. And one big common, like, it happens around us, and some of us say, you know, when the effect that the weather has on our moods and just how we feel in general. And people will say, you know, oh, I'm a little bit down today. And people, sometimes the advice that they'll give you is, oh, take a walk outside or get some fresh air. You know, you need to get away. When, you know, sometimes when you want to go on vacation, you want to get out and go to a tropical place. You want to get in the sun. You want to tan. You just want to feel good and things like that. And it has a lot to do with the sun does have a lot to do with how we feel and the way that our body produces certain hormones and things like that. And so it makes sense for some of us to feel a little bit more down during the winter time and during the season changes and things like that, because it does, the seasons do actually have a change on our mood and things like that. So, and it has to do with the length of the day, and so it has to do with our sun, our body's exposure to sun and things like that. And so during the time when there's been studies that have shown that one of the hormones that regulates our mood, which is serotonin, and serotonin is also attributed to our feelings of happiness and well-being, is that is disrupted and it's affected during the winter time because there's less sunlight. And so it has to do with something in our bodies that are triggered by the sun and by vitamin D and just being out in the fresh air and things like that. And so there are some things like, and there are some people, now I'm not taking away, because there are some people that if you feel more than just down, like you're just having a down day, because everybody kind of has days where, you know, just a little bit off, and we say, oh, we woke up on the wrong side of the bed, so we're just a little bit more irritable. Or it could be that we're just going through a breakup, or you didn't get the promotion at work, so you're just having a couple days when you're feeling a little bit down in the dumps. But then, you know, with fresh air and willpower, you're kind of able to get over it. But then there are times when you're not, And when, no matter how much willpower that you have and how much you try, you're just feeling really, really down. And depending on your individual situation, I do believe in seeking help and talking to someone, whether it's a psychiatrist, whether it is your doctor, whether it's just a loved one. Sometimes you just got a lot on your mind, you need to get something off your chest, and that helps. No matter who it is that you think that you need to speak to, I think that's a very good idea. Whether you need to get medical help and to seek medical advice, that's fine. You know, and sometimes it is more than just the change in the seasons that affects us, and that's okay too. I firmly believe and strongly believe in asking for help and seeking help when it's more than, you know, people say, oh, it's just a mood, or oh, it's just a phase, but sometimes it's not. Sometimes it really is something more serious. So if you feel that you need to do that, then I highly recommend that. And I think that there's nothing wrong or weak about that. I think it's actually very strong to ask for help and to get the help that you need when others might not even notice that something is wrong. But there are some things that, like I said, are just affected by the fall and winter months and kind of put us in like a more down mood. And when again, so sometimes it could just be as simple as opening a window, like the blinds in a window, letting some fresh light in, letting the sunshine in, excuse me, as well as just going outside, getting a walk in, getting exercise in, helps to boost our moods and kind of helps us de-stress. As for a lot of people, you know, you hear people saying, oh, I need to go on a run because I need to de-stress. Well, it really does help some people to get active and to get moving and to go outside or go to the gym, you know, whatever you feel is more, you know, easy for you. Some people like running outside. Some people like running on a treadmill. I personally like, I would rather run on a treadmill than run outside because I'm always afraid of falling on my face. And I... This actually did happen to me. I was going outside for a run, and I think this happened when I was like in high school, and it was during the winter time, so it must have been like on Christmas break or something. And I had woken up early to go on a little jog, and I live in a cul-de-sac, and I live at the very end of the cul-de-sac. So I was running down the street of our cul-de-sac, and I made a turn. So I just turned the corner right out of our cul-de-sac, and I slipped on some like wet grass or something. Like, oh no, not wet grass, excuse me, frost on the sidewalk. I slipped on frost that was on the sidewalk, and I fell, and I banged my knee pretty good. So I had only been running for maybe maximum 3 minutes, and I don't even think that long. And so I immediately got up, and I was like, nope, not happening. So I walked myself back into the house. So some people don't like running outside. I hate running outside, so that's not really my thing. But whatever it is that you like, more power to you if you're an outside runner, if you're an inside jogger, what have you, or if you like to run on a track. Like, I don't mind running on a track or running on a court or something like that, but I'm not really one to run on sidewalks or outside in nature anymore. Also, eating right. Now, and we kind of talked about this in the beginning of the episode when we were discussing ways to boost our immune system. But instead of wanting to drink a lot of hot chocolate, and now I love hot chocolate. Peppermint hot chocolate is my favorite winter treat. But, you know, again, that has a lot of carbs. It has a lot of sugars. It has a lot of empty things that are going into your body that are not going to help fight against your immune system, or with your immune system, excuse me. And you want to have a lot of fruits and vegetables during this time, and complex carbs. And of course, drinking a lot of water, which can help with your energy. It can help with your mood. You won't risk having kind of like a sugar spike and then drop in sugar level. And like, you know, people say a crash, you know, you won't be worried about that crash later on during the day. And also, another thing to kind of help you boost your mood a little bit during this time when you're feeling, when you may feel a little bit down, because it's, especially when it's like raining and I haven't been outside. And I remember like when I was in college, like even when I would go to class and things like that, if it was raining all day and like, you know, when you wake up and it's just dark outside already because it's just so gloomy and like rainy and things like that, and the sun is supposed to be out but it's not, and it's just like, ugh, I just don't want to go outside but I have to. And then you know, just there's a lot of things. But making sure to make time with your friends and having that time of just, if you're a girl, then having girl time. If you're a guy, I don't know, if you guys play video games and stuff, you know, NBA Live and things like that, then you can have some time, just some, whether it's to go eat, whether it's just to go watch a movie, whether it's to go on a walk or whatever it is, just making time for your friends so you're not really too excluded and feeling too lonely and things like that. And it's to add some sense of belonging. It's to add some sense of, you know, purpose and enjoyment, and just, you know, laughing can help with a lot of stress and things like that. And especially with your mood, it can definitely boost your mood if you discuss with your friends some mishaps that have happened throughout the day and get a good laugh in. And so there are some people, again, like I said, there's between 4 to 6% of people have severe symptoms, and there's actually a name for it. It's called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD for short, where the shift in the seasons truly has a dramatic effect on their mood and things like that. And so, and these symptoms are very severe, and no matter what they, what you do to try to boost your mood, no matter what it is, you just kind of fall into this deep slump. And so, again, there is times when you do need to talk to someone, a professional, a medical professional, about it. And that's fine too, because like I said, there's an actual name, like it's a thing. It's not just you. It's not because, you know, something's wrong with you and like you're the only person that feels this way. And why is it you that feels this way and not somebody else? Because, you know, that happens to me even sometimes. I look around and I'm like, why does everybody seem so happy today? Why am I so down? But it really could be something that you can get help for. And there's, you know, seasonal affective disorder. There's a name for it. There's other people that deal with this and have to get help and get proactive and get ways to help them in their own unique way to deal with this situation. So as the months are changing, the nights are getting longer, the days are shorter, it's cold outside. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows to stay warm, of course, and to eat healthy and to, you know, consider foods that have a lot of prebiotics and probiotics, as well as a lot of good vitamins and supplements to make sure that their immune systems are getting really strong, as well as to remember that during this time, and it may not even be you, maybe the season changes don't really affect your moods at all, maybe you don't even really notice it, but maybe a loved one around you does, and it does affect them, and to just be kind of like aware of that, and just to know that it really does have to do with the seasons. And, you know, during the holidays, everybody's kind of stressed out. So some of those tips as far as like eating well, making sure to make time for yourself and time to socialize with others, as well as try to stay active. You know, I fall into this kind of a slump, especially during the winter season, of getting so comfortable, and I just want to eat everything in sight. I want to eat like lots of sweets. There's a lot of baking going on during this time. And I think I'm going to do an episode in the future in regards to how to enjoy the winter holiday season and the family time and all the food and baking and all the excitement, but still staying on track and still staying healthy and making healthy options and decisions. I think I'm going to do an episode on that as those months and that time approaches. But that's actually going to do it for this episode of the podcast. You have been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast. You can find this episode, as well as any future or previous episodes, on our network website. That's gsmcpodcast.com, as well as on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. I'm your host, Pauline, and I will talk to you guys next time.
Listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to
music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.